Hi, I'm Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle Series Special Celebrity Day. We have two interviews coming up, and it will be so much fun today. Hi, I'm Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Place 5. And it was now it's actually time for the interviews. And we have our friend Absolutely Mindy from Kids Place Wives Absolutely Mindy show holding on the line. And let's see how it goes. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Chloe.
I have some questions for you. So can I read them?
Sure. First of all, can I just say I'm such a big fan of your show.
Okay. So here's the questions. What was your shows when you had XM Kids, like the old version of Kids Place Live?
What was the name of my show then?
No, what was the shows that you had when you had XM Kids, like the old Kids Place Live?
Oh, like what were the shows called?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a show called Shortwave that we're just about to bring back on the air. And I don't think anybody knows that yet. So it's a big secret that I'm telling you right now that you can only share with your listeners. And Shortwave was our show for toddlers and preschoolers that airs during the day while the bigger kids are at school. So we play a lot of little kid music during that show. And, oh, gosh, I think most of the other shows were the same. I don't think we cut many shows. I think we've just maybe changed some.
Okay.
But it was pretty much the same channel. Just kind of, it's just grown since then.
All right. Cool. So here's the next question.
Okay.
All right. So the question is, when you were little, what radio shows did you listen to?
Well, when I was little, I used to listen to a show called the Q Morning Zoo, and I lived in Tampa, Florida, and I listened to it every single morning. And then when I was in third grade, they put that show on TV. So they had a camera in their studio, and on our public access TV station, they would air that show. So I would get up early for school, I would get dressed super fast, so that I could go downstairs and watch the Q Morning Zoo radio show on TV while I listened to it. And in addition to that, I used to always call in and try to be on the radio, and they never let me on the radio except for one time. One time I got to be on the radio, and I was so excited. I was having a sleepover at my best friend's house. And then, do you want to know something kind of crazy?
Yes.
So when I went to get my first real job in radio, which turned out to be Kids Place Live, guess who called me to see if I would be interested in being on his radio station?
Who?
The host of the Q Morning Zoo. Isn't that crazy? And
yes.
So I remember he called me, and I was in college, and he introduced himself. And I said, I know exactly who you are. I used to call you all the time when I was a kid, and you would hang up on me. And
now
so I didn't end up working.
Now.
Yeah. So someday I might be calling you and trying to hire you for a job.
That would be awesome.
I would do it now, but, you know, you got to finish elementary school.
Yeah. And
which is important.
And I... And my first day of school was so cool today.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, but I knew you were the one doing the interview and I couldn't take over. But how was it? It was cool?
It was.
Did you tell everyone you have your own radio show now?
I didn't. Maybe I'll tell them tomorrow. I forgot yesterday.
Kind of a big deal when you're in first grade, especially.
Yeah. And here's another question.
Okay.
Do your kids, Rhett and Birdie, listen to your shows?
Yeah, they do listen to my shows. Although, they haven't listened much this summer because we moved into our new house and haven't gotten our radio hooked up. And for some reason, we haven't been listening online. But yeah, they listen. And they're really bummed out over the fact that the radio display in our car for giant-sized butterflies says giant-sized butterflies and not the other one. Do you know which other one I'm talking about?
Which other one?
So on some people's radios, giant-sized butterflies is shortened to giant-sized B-U-T-T. That's what it says in their radios. And so Rhett and Birdie are really bummed out that it says the full title on ours.
They wanted to say the crazy title.
Yeah, because it's funny. And they are crazy kids.
And here's another question.
Okay.
What year did you start podcasting?
Well, I've actually never podcasted before. I think this is my first time on a podcast, Chloe. Or maybe the Story Pirates. I did a little bit on theirs. But I started in radio in, I think it was 1998 or 1999. That's when I first started.
And I have a question for you. Did you hear the Story Pirates on the episodes I sent to you?
I did. I was so excited. I heard, which story did I hear? I heard the one, now I can't remember it, but I did hear the Story Pirates. I thought that was great that you were in, Backpack, the Backpack story.
And you heard Trash Day, right?
Yeah.
The day when I was at a Story Pirates show, me and Dad were sitting on the couch listening to Trash Day.
Isn't it funny? I'm a big fan of the Story Pirates. Have you ever written a story for the Story Pirates?
I did, and it got picked.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Which one was it?
It was a story called Princess Emily.
It's gonna be on. That was yours?
Say it's going to be on the live show.
It's going to be on the flagship show.
That is so exciting. Oh, man. Are you going for it?
I'm going to see it, and I'm going to go right after my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Will you give all of the Story Pirates a hug from me at the same time? Are your arms long enough?
They are.
All right. I'm going to call them up and let them know that I'm your biggest fan.
Okay,
I'm going to have them watch out for you.
One question.
Okay.
One last question. What's your favorite thing to do when you're not working?
My favorite thing to do when I'm not working is anything outside. I love being outdoors. So I like hiking. I like being in kayaks or canoes. I like running. I like playing outside in the yard. I love being outside. Anything outside.
Yeah, and sometimes when we go outside, my dad lets me bring along my paper, pens, and scissors so I can draw outside. I'm really good at drawing.
Oh, that's so great. My daughter Birdie is really into drawing, too, and she has a drawing journal where she does one drawing a day in her drawing journal. And the rule is that if she messes up, she's got to turn it into a what, Birdie? A what? She turns it into a masterpiece if she messes up, and she can't tear it out. She's got to keep it in there.
Yeah.
So do you ever draw the things that you see outside?
I always draw stuff, and when I was a bit younger, I drew the sun. The rays were connected to the sun, to the circle part, but now I draw the rays not connected to the circle part.
Wow, so you've really grown up with your drawings. And now when you look at the sun, you're like, wait a minute. You don't always see a bunch of rays sticking out of the sun. You see a big yellow dot or an orange dot.
Yeah, and also I'm starting to draw people really good too.
That's so cool. I've got a challenge for you.
What?
You want to know something else I used to do when I was little?
Yes.
So I had this journal where I drew pictures of myself every year of my life going into the future. And so I drew pictures, and right now I'm 36 years old, and I had pictures of what I would look like when I was 36 years old. And I think I thought I was going to be wearing fancy business suits all the time, and I would walk a dog in a business suit, and that I would have a perm. Does that sound like me today?
And No.
No.
Dad said no. And my dad is 37, the age right after your age.
Well, ask your dad how 37 is, so I know what to look forward to or what to worry about.
Daddy walks his dog with a perm all the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I'm going to be. Give it another year, I'll give a perm, a dog, and a business suit. A nice pantsuit. So that's something you could do if you're drawing people. Practice drawing yourself into the future.
Yeah, I have a paper right here, and I can maybe start doing that.
Let's see,
what do I do? I'm starting to draw it right now.
You got a lot of creativity just like popping out of you like firecrackers, Chloe.
I do.
Oh, Chloe, I've got a question for you right now.
What?
It's raining, it's raining cats and dogs outside. It's pouring rain, and both of my kids are asking if they can go party in the rain. Should I let them?
If they ask, you should be a good mother, so you would say yes.
Okay, Chloe says, if you ask, I should be a good mother and say yes. Have fun partying in the rain, guys. And Rhett is doing a rain party dance right now. She's very excited. They're going to be your new biggest fans, Chloe.
They said that?
No, they're not talking. They're just dancing. Oh. I told them they can't talk while I'm on the phone. I didn't want them to interrupt.
Yeah. They should interrupt.
So, tell me about your day at school today.
Well, today, actually, storytelling wasn't just us reading a book. We watched a book on TV.
On the first day of school, you watched a book on TV?
Yes.
What was the name of the book?
The Teacher from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, that's a good one. The Teacher from the Black Lagoon, Rhett. I think you know that one. I forgot the author, though.
I can think of the
cover, though.
I'm thinking of it, too, and I see it. And I see it. I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah. So it was pretty good?
It was, and we watched two other films, too.
Really? Wow, yeah. What a productive first day of school you had.
We watched The Gym Teacher from the Black Lagoon and The Librarian from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, I think we might have that DVD. And the pictures looked just like the book, but they were a little bit animated. Slightly animated. I think so.
Okay. And I have that book upstairs, and maybe I can read it tonight instead of finishing the second chapter from my favorite chapter series.
What's your favorite chapter?
It's called Junie B. Jones. Where are you?
Junie B. Jones. What?
Junie B. Jones.
Oh, I know Junie B. Jones. She's pretty funny. And a little crazy.
And her book pack was in my book order today.
Really?
Yeah. All of her.
You get so excited when you get a new book?
Yeah. And I'm finishing up Graduation Girl.
Oh, we just got the Flower Girl one. Because my daughter Birdie is going to be a flower girl in her uncle's wedding. Have you read that one?
I'm not reading it. I'm reading it in order I get them. But first I had the first grade book, but now I'm on the graduation book.
Okay. That's so exciting. And are you reading them all on your own?
My mother's helping me.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to share them with someone because they're so funny.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward, really forward, to get the Yucky Blucky Fruitcake book.
And what are you doing to work towards getting these books? Do you do chores around the house? Do you help out your mom with your little brother? Your dad? What do you do?
Whenever I'm getting close to finishing in a book, I get one.
Really? That's a pretty good deal.
And I only read and I only read four, but now I'm on my, no, I only read five, but I'm on my sixth.
Oh, that's so exciting. Doesn't it feel good to finish a book?
Yeah. I read First Grader, and now, and then I read the first, four.
Oh, fun. So you've read four Jimmy B. Jones books this summer.
Yeah. I just started reading them at my last day of school.
Wow, that's so great, Chloe.
Yeah, and we started reading my first one when we were on vacation at Long Beach Island. Did you get the postcard from me yet?
I don't know if I've gotten that one yet. I have to look. I'll look tomorrow when I get to work, okay?
Okay.
And then there's another book series that you might really like.
What?
Have you heard? I've talked about this one before. You know which one I'm going to say?
What?
And this one really does kind of remind me of you. Clementine. Have you ever heard of Clementine?
No.
I think it might be our favorite series in our house. Our whole family loves Clementine. And it's a book series. I think there's eight books in the series, six or eight. And they're by Sarah Pennypacker. And we love them. So Clementine and the other one that we love is Dory Phantasmagory. That's our other favorite.
Wait,
and that is by Abby Hanlon.
Was Dory McGory in your book interviews once? Was that?
Yeah, we talked about Dory. Yeah.
At your last one, right?
Yeah. We talked about it with Jarrett Krasoska in the book report.
I heard it when I was on my way to American Girl Place to get my grandma's present for my birthday.
Wow, that must have been a lucky day.
I got to listen to a book report and I got to go to American Girl Place at the same time. We were just near the tunnel. We didn't get to New York City yet. We didn't get there yet. We were just on our way. We were just on our way to the tunnel, and then we would go through that, and then we would get to American Girl by walking.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty fun day. I like going to New York City for the day.
You have one in Washington, D.C.?
I live near Washington, D.C. I live in Northern Virginia.
So Washington, D.C. is just where you work, right?
Yeah. And so I go in there every day.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for letting me be part of your show today, Chloe. I love it, and I love all of the segments that you're doing, and I can't wait to hear more of it.
You planned on Rhett and Birdie to talk with you, too. Do you think that can get on the air?
Yeah, let me see. They're out in front here. Hey, Rhett and Birdie! They're running. You said they could play out in the rain, so that's exactly what they're doing. They're both in clothes, stopping, or Rhett has shorts on and no shirt. Hey, Rhett, Birdie, you guys want to be on Chloe's show? Come here. Come here, guys.
How's cool?
I think they might be a little too wound up. They're acting like wild people. You know what, Chloe? Do you think we can have them be on another episode?
Okay.
Yeah, so let's plan on that. They could be on maybe your next episode.
Okay, and while I have my song on, waiting for my next celebrity interview, I have two today. One from Michael and the Rockness Monsters and one from you.
Oh, great.
And while our song from the Okie Dokie Brothers plays, I need to finish that picture I was drawing. I'm only on one of my eyes.
You've been working on the picture during this, while you did your radio show?
No, while the song.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you get back to your radio show and your pictures and everything else. Do you need anything? Do you have any other questions? Do you need anything else?
Nope. Dad just lets me have five. And with Michael and the Rockness Monsters questions, I tried to do five, so I put a number by each of them.
Oh, that's really good. A really good way of planning out your interview.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Chloe. It was really fun being on your show today. And I think I'm your biggest fan, honestly. I think I'm your biggest fan. I love what you're doing. And I feel so inspired by it.
And I'm your biggest fan, too.
Well, then we have our own mutual admiration society. That's what that's called.
We have our own radio shows, right?
Yeah. We're like radio sisters. We can talk about this stuff even off the air.
That's awesome.
If I ever have any questions, I'll call you.
And also, I want to call Jack from the Monkey House and tell him about my podcast. My dad and mother want me to do that when I get home from cheerleading.
I'm sure Jack would be so happy to talk to you.
He said, plan an episode and send it to us, and we sended you all the episodes I worked on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Send that to him. I know Jack would love to be on your show.
And remember when you were talking to me this morning?
Yeah. Before your really great first day of school?
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you hear that noise?
I hear it.
You hear that, Chloe?
Yeah. What is it?
What is that?
I think it's something at your house.
Huh. I wonder what that was. Weird. Anyway, well, Chloe, have a great day. I got to get my muddy, wet kids dried off here and cleaned up. Now my son Brett's acting like Tarzan. They're
Tell
totally
them
out of control.
I said hi.
I will. Chloe says hi, you guys. They made a zoo and a pet store here today while I was at work. So I came home and there was a critter zoo. They made all these little critters and they were all over the house in little cages that they made. It's pretty cool. I think you get along pretty well with them.
That would be so much fun. And one time I was trying to plan a picture of my best friend who's in my class. But that was at the summertime. It was at school time. And I was planning to draw her, but I didn't get finished on her. I put a piece of tape so I could hold her. And then I would try to talk to the real life fake paper person.
I think we would have been best friends if we were kids at the same time, Chloe. We do a lot of the same stuff I used to do.
Yeah, but we don't live at each other's place, remember?
Yeah, but we can still be friends.
Yeah.
All right, Chloe. Well, I gotta get my kids because they are now taking a clean towel and wiping dirt off of my car. I guess it's not a clean towel anymore. So I got to get these guys inside. But call me tomorrow on the air, okay? I think I'm going to have Rhett and Birdie there with me.
Are you outside?
I'm outside on my front porch right now.
Bye.
All right, bye, Chloe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Give me a call on my show.
Okay, and I also have a front porch.
Front porches are the best.
Yep, they make
Love
room.
It.
They have top and bottom tables to hold your bags, right?
What was that?
Mine has a big to middle to little tables that can hold our stuff.
Oh, that's great.
And I love going on the top of them so I can touch the flowers.
Oh, that's so nice.
Bye.
All right, bye, Chloe. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Try to get us on the air, okay?
Okay, I will. I will. I hope I can get your call when you call in.
All right, bye.
Bye, Chloe. Say hi to your family.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi. Okay, I did. And now let's play the Okie Dokie Brothers Walking with Spring.
Inch by inch by, foot by foot by, step by step by mile, we're taking it. Winter's in the past, and there's no need to rush, no need to fuss, 'cause we ain't going nowhere fast. We're just going inch by inch by, foot by foot by, step by step by mile. We're taking it.
Circle on Tape on Kids Place Live, and we had another interview right now. So let's see. We have Michael and the Rockness Monsters pulling up. Hi, Michael from Michael and the Rockness Monsters.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi, and I have some questions, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your questions.
So, here are they. When did you album your songs? What was your first album called?
What was my first album called?
Yes.
It was called When I'm Jumpin'. But it was under a different name. It was under the name Preschool of Rock. This is the first record for Michael and the Rockness Monsters, the one that you hear the pirate song on.
The summer one?
Well, that's a longer story, honey. But yes, the first record was When I'm Jumpin'.
That was the first one, because that's one of your original songs, right?
That's right, because I had a baby, and I wrote songs for her.
Then you let other kids know them by making a music class, right?
That's right. And then those are all my kids, too, just like you.
Yeah. And now I have the question. Now I have another question. When did you start your DJ business? Like, when did you start Preschool of Rock?
That's a good question. I started Preschool of Rock pretty much when my daughter was born, or the like right around them, right the year after. So 2007, 2008. So that's a long time ago now. It's almost 10 years. It's like 8 years ago. You weren't even born yet.
I was born the year 2009.
And you were getting old. You're a big kid. I knew you when you were a baby.
Because you went to my first ever birthday, right?
Yes, that is absolutely right.
And I have another question. What do you like to do when you're not at work?
So when I'm not making music?
What did you say?
Well, sometimes I like to make music, but that could be kind of like work, right? Because I make music for a living. So I think my favorite things to do are hang out with my family. I do a lot of family stuff, of family activities.
But you also try to write down songs, right?
That's right. I love to write songs. I love to write. I like to use my pen and a journal, and I write all my thoughts in it sometimes. Sometimes it's not just songs. And I have a secret for you.
What?
I like to go snowboarding.
Ski.
You go skiing?
Yes.
Maybe we can go sometime together. We could tear up the mountain together. You still there, baby?
I'm still there.
Come on, ask me some more questions. It's so much fun.
What instrument do you mostly play?
Ooh, well, for work, the guitar, but I'm a drummer. I like to play the drums. It's my favorite instrument. Not just a bongo drum, but a big drum kit with the cymbals and the hi-hat and the kick drum and the snare drum and all the tom-toms. And I like to rock out.
I lost all my other drums except my bongo from you and my stick drum, whatever that's called.
You have a drum kit too?
No, they were just brought originally.
Oh right, a drum with drums with sticks.
Yeah, a drum, like a drum on a stick, and here's another question: does Michael and the Rockness Monsters really exist?
What do you mean?
Well, if you announced it at the Fall Festival last year, did you really start to get songs for that?
Yeah, we have, I think 13 songs or 13 to 15 songs that are going to go on the new record, Michael and the Rockness Monsters. And the record's going to be called Michael and the Rockness Monsters. And I'm doing it with this amazing guy. This amazing producer's name is Dean, and we worked really hard together, and we came up with some really awesome songs. You're going to love them, Chloe. I really hope you do. And then, guess what?
Not only are
we making a real record for Michael and the Rockness Monsters, but there are actual monsters. There's different characters, and there's 5 Rockness Monsters, and you're going to get to see all of them. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Are they scary?
No, they're not scary. They're happy. They're like smile, and they're monsters. You know, they look silly. They're not like normal humans. They're a little different. One's name is Thump, and he's the bass player. Mm-hmm. And then one's name is Shreddy, and he's the guitar player. And then there's 3 others, but I can't tell you. I'm going to keep it a secret until I get to show you in person.
Can't wait to see. But when actually will they come out?
When will it come out?
No.
That's a great...
When will the first time we get to see them?
That's a good question. I think the first time you'll get to see them is in the spring. So after it snows and the snow all melts, and then maybe the Rock Ness Monsters will come out when the flowers come out and everyone will get to see them.
So that will be like when they have that festival, you'll bring them out, right?
You have a wonderful memory, my little love. Yes, in the spring, right? We play every year for the past, 5 years, every spring in Hoboken. Are you going to come again?
Yes, we always come every year.
I know you do. Every time I see you, I go, Doyle family! And listen, so next festival, and it's, I think it's in March this year, in Hoboken, we will have a band, and we'll play some of the new songs off the new record, and so you'll hear all new songs, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll get to meet one of the monsters.
Awesome.
I agree. That is pretty awesome. They're really cool.
I can't wait to meet them.
I can't wait for them to meet you. They're going to love you. So what else? You got any more questions for me?
No.
No, that's it?
Dad only said he only let me does 5. When I was writing questions for my other interview, he said to do 5, and so I did 5. Now I did 5 for you.
All right. Well, do you want to ask me one more off the top of your head? Anything?
Yes.
Take your time. Think about it.
What instrument do you like a very lot?
What instrument do I like very much?
Yeah, like a very
I like to play the drums, I told you, right? But if I could play another instrument really well, I've always dreamed of playing the saxophone, and I can't play it. I could play, maybe one note, but I really want to know how to play the saxophone. I think it's one of my favorite instruments.
Mm-hmm. My favorite instrument is a piano, a violin, and a guitar, but I never knew how to play a violin.
You know, I think you might have some time to figure that out. Because how old are you?
5 and a half.
You're 5 and a half. So probably you're going to have, pretty good chance of having some time to learn how to play a violin. Maybe you could take lessons later on. Right? If you do all your studies, maybe you could take piano lessons.
Right. Thank you for calling.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I can't wait to see you again. Maybe I can see you at a show sometime soon.
Definitely.
All right. Now tell your brother and your parents I said hi, okay?
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. You too.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Where's me go?
But I've got a parrot
that says ahoy matey.
Ahoy matey.
I must be a princess.
No.
A porcupine.
No.
A pineapple.
No. I've walked from stern to bow. I must be a popsicle. No!
A potato chip.
No!
A pirate!
Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Place Live. And now that was Pirate Song from Michael and the Roxas Monsters. But I also have something sad too. We are over time today, so no recipe. But we had two fantastic celebrity guests. They teach me to believe in my dreams. So after our friendship pledge, we will hear Believe from the new Disney movie, Descendants. And here's our friendship pledge. I know it can be old, but we're definitely doing it. And it's called, and let's say it's called, no, it goes like this. I pledge that everyone has a friend in me. Remember that from the second episode? Okay, good. So, let's play Believe from Disney's Descendants.
Doesn't have to hold you back, doesn't have to pin you down. Let your dreams take flight, in your heart ignite. Did you know that it's true? Forget about the past, that it's over. We are the young ones, our way is forward. Who keeps tabs on stupid mistakes? We all mess up, but that's just the way. We learn how to get.
heart ignite. Did you know that it's true that everything is possible? There's nothing we can do. It's a wild.